I'm outside London's Euston Station, which until the 1960s was the site of a monumental arch, a landmark that symbolised the railway age of the 19th century. But with Euston earmarked as the capital's main terminal for a new era of high-speed trains, the station's going to be redeveloped, and the Euston Arch could rise again. With me is The Guardian's design critic, Jonathan Glancy. Jonathan, Euston Station 2010 version, we've got six lanes of traffic going past. It's a rather dispiriting spot, isn't it?
Well, it is, sadly. Euston Road was originally built as sort of a grand Georgian road, as a kind of relief road in the 18th century. But then it had horses and carriages going along it, and soldiers on horseback. Now, of course, it's buses, cars, motorbikes, police cars, taxis, vans, and it's a hell of a street. It's glum, miserable, it's monumentally horrible, even on a sunny day. But when the Euston Arch was here, this great Greek, Neo-Greek gateway, it's a huge, beautiful, great piece of Neo-Greek architecture, it really lifted the place up. So the Euston of 150 years ago was rather lovely, but in 1962, bang, down it came, down went Euston Station, and the street became rather miserable again.
It was very controversial, wasn't it, the demolition of the Euston Arch?
Demolition was hugely controversial. The go-ahead, really, for the demolition was sort of given and not given by a gross act of indifference by the then Tory Prime Minister, Harold Macmillan. Interestingly, he allowed it to go ahead because it was, you know, a big issue. This was, so many people had complained. The campaigners were led by John Betjeman, of course, who became the Poet Laureate, who loved the building, as did most Londoners. But in those days, the popular voice went unheeded. Bang, down it went.
Now, what happened to it in the intervening years? Because the bits of it still exist, don't they?
Really interesting. Various bits of the arch, which is made up of big stones, big granite stones, were chucked around the River Lee. So they ended up in the River Lee. But, you know, a demolition merchant got the job lots and taken away and threw them in the river. Well, they were later rediscovered by the architectural historian Dan Cruikshank, who's led the Euston Arch Trust and has campaigned, like John Betjeman did, to save the arch. Dan's been campaigning to rebuild the arch.
And as you say, there are now these plans to rebuild the arch, and the station is going to be redeveloped. At the moment, it's a sort of 1960s. I mean, I quite rather like it in some ways, just probably because I'm just used to it. But is this all going to go?
Well, I know what you mean. You know, it will go. This is a kind of almost communist-era East European chic now. It's got a kind of style that we look at, and we think of all those 1960s spy movies. We think of the remnants of East Berlin, and we think, actually, they've got a certain appeal. But I'm afraid it will go, and for practical reasons. The station needs to be redeveloped because of the new high-speed line, which will take the trains to Birmingham in 45 minutes and on to Liverpool, Manchester, Glasgow. And that's going to be... This existing station will not cope with that, so it has to be rebuilt. The big danger is, though, this. Will the station be the most special, beautiful, imaginative new railway station in Europe, let alone Britain, which it ought to be, or will it be a great big shopping mall, airport-style shopping mall, with the Euston Arch in front, in which case it wouldn't be so good. But if you get a really, truly thrilling 21st station with the wonderful Victorian Euston Arch in front, I think the marriage between them will be a great one.
And the spot that we're standing, which is sort of just between two stone gatehouses, I suppose, aren't they?
Yeah.
The rebuilt Euston Arch would be between these gatehouses, but that isn't the original spot, is it?
No, it's actually further back. What we're looking at now, the current Euston Station is projected forward because of these big office blocks and the bus station in front. The existing Euston Station was behind there. There was another street that ran behind here, which has disappeared. If you look at your old A to Z's of London, you'll see the arch stood in the street at the back. That's long gone. But there is a big plan as well, led by the architect Terry Farrell, to rebuild or to improve, that's the right way of saying it, the whole of the Euston Road, including Euston Station, so this will become a great, wonderful avenue or boulevard. I mean, it takes a lot of imagining.
Yeah, it does, really. Jonathan Clancy, many thanks.